What's good, everyone? Sam Brief here with a fresh edition of the Chi State Pod, and we're going to kick it to the volleyball court now and to Chicago State's sixth-year senior setter. Yes, a sixth-year senior setter, Jack Inclon, who joined the Cougars last season after a couple years at both the University of Arizona and University of New Mexico. And for Jack, it was a leap of faith to come to Chicago State because she grew up in Tucson, Arizona. So the first few years of college were all in her neck of the woods. She's very close with her family, so in her comfort zone, admittedly. And the decision to come to Chicago, to a new city and a new volleyball environment, it was a challenge, but she came and she thrived, became one of the senior leaders of the team, and made some history with Chicago State in the best Division I season for the Cougar volleyball program ever. So Jack Inclon, who is a competitor, who is fun, who is a leader, is an electric guest on today's Chi State Pod, and we'll kick it to Jack in a minute. But first, a reminder that our partners at BSN Sports are the largest providers of team sports equipment and apparel in the country, and they'd like to thank all the coaches out there who truly are the heart of the game. While BSN Sports is the best at equipping athletes, coaches are the best at equipping lives, and that's the real final score. So learn more about how BSN Sports can save you time off the field by giving you more time to impact lives on it. Call your local BSN Sports sales pro or visit bsnsports.com today. And now, Jack Inclon. The Chi State Pod goes southwest as we head to Tucson, Arizona to bring in Chicago State volleyball setter, Jack Inclon. What's up, Jack?
Hey, how are you?
I'm wonderful. Tell me, what are the vibes in Tucson right now?
Amazing, honestly. Monsoon season, a little rain, a little dry heat. It feels so good.
Okay, so I need you to explain this to me and to a lot of our listeners, many of whom are in Chicago. You say monsoon season. I think, oh no, she's in trouble. There's a monsoon, but you're telling me it's great to be in monsoon season.
Yes. Well, we don't get rain very often. This is like the time of the year where it's like a little bit gloomy. So I don't know, just like, it's like light rains or like really like an hour thunderstorm, like where it rains really good and then it clears up and yeah, not anything crazy, but it's nice. I love it.
So you're in Tucson. It's where you're from. It's monsoon season, which apparently is a good thing. Yes. How does it feel to be home after spending this last season and of course the whole academic year in Chicago?
It's really nice to hit like the reset button. Just being home with my family, you know, my mom, being able to go to California with my dad. My grandparents are here in Arizona, my sister and my two nephews, who are like my entire world. They're here. I got to see my brother and my other sister. So it's just a great environment to be in, just to take some downtime and really focus on me and my family and just resetting a little bit.
Why is that so important in the life of a student athlete, which can get so hectic, so busy, to reset?
Well, I think it's just we're so busy during the season and like school, you know, there's so many things going on. Your brain is going 100 miles an hour. You have weights and film and meetings and practice and, you know, school and sometimes a social life if you can fit it in. But just like hitting the reset, just like coming home allows me personally to just really enjoy what I do when I go back to Chicago. I don't know, just like be grateful for what I have. Cause like once I'm in the grind, you know, it's just like blinders, you know, I'm just like super, super focused. And I get to come back and I get to like reflect on how I want to come back and how I want to be prepared, you know, for my last season. So being able to hit the reset button is super important.
You alluded there to your last season, and you've experienced quite a journey in college athletics that right now is in Chicago, but it started at University of Arizona, went to New Mexico, now Chicago State. How reflective are you coming into this season that, oh man, this is my last college ride?
Yeah. I'm super reflective. I mean, I think my experience at Arizona was amazing to prepare me for what, you know, was coming next, and redshirting and just like training my butt off was probably the best thing for me, just to like dip my feet in. And then, you know, New Mexico was just a whole nother environment, obviously going into the Mountain West, actually getting to compete, trying to see where I want to leave my legacy, you know, and then coming to Chicago State and just really being able to just have fun and like, you know, enjoy every moment that I get, because, you know, as a student athlete, you know, it does come to an end at some point. So I just think it's like really important for me to like look back and see how far I've come and how much progress I've made, like not only as a student athlete, but just like as a person, like all the roadblocks I've had to face, and the adversity. I think it's been really helpful to be where I'm at Chicago State, to be like a leader and, you know, a sixth-year senior. So
a sixth-year senior, and you are a leader. I mean, I see that firsthand right before a game, right after a game, during practice. You are a leader for this Chicago State team. And Jack, you alluded to adversity, roadblocks. What's a piece of adversity that you're really proud to have overcome?
Oh man, where do I even begin? Let's see. I mean, I think moving away from home is a huge thing for a lot of us, especially Chicago State. I mean, we have people from overseas, you know, so that's like a really big thing. But I think definitely stepping away and gaining independence, and it's definitely been a learning curve for sure. Just because I've been so dependent on my parents, and, you know, my siblings were super close, and my grandparents, like I've said, like, we just have a really tight unit, and leaving the nest is a really big thing in my family, because it's just not, you know, it's not what we do. We stay close to home. So I think that was a big challenge for me, and just realizing that, like, oh, shoot, okay, like, this is reality. Like just a little taste, you know, because you're still a student athlete, you're still being taken care of. But yeah, I think that's pretty big adversity for a lot of us student athletes, you know.
What do you remember about making that decision? It's such a tough decision, right? I went to school 20 minutes down the street from my childhood home. So for you to not only make the decision to leave the nest, but do it after spending your first few years of college, you know, within a certain range at home in the Southwest. What do you remember about the decision process?
Oh man, it was hard. I think it was more so like just realizing how passionate I am about the sport and realizing where I wanted to go and what I want to be and how I want to influence the next person, you know. I think it was just my time to really step out of my comfort zone. And like I said, I redshirted at U of A. I did play on the beach team, so I got to like compete, you know, but just being able to make that decision was really, it was hard, but it was easy. You know, like once they offered me a full ride, I was like, okay, let's go. Like, you know, that was just kind of affirmation that I was good enough, you know? So that's really all I needed.
What was your first impression of joining Chicago State and plunging into this new reality that's so far away?
Well, First of all, I love Chicago. Like, I'm
hard a not to, right?
Yeah. It's, I mean, it is the city to be in, honestly. I think it's a little underrated, you know? People don't really realize how amazing Chicago is.
Thank you, Jack and Klon. Thank you.
Yes, come on. So, I think the decision was pretty easy, you know? I'd been to Chicago with my mom on, like, business trips and stuff. Coach was super inviting and very welcoming and just funny. He's really funny, you know?
He makes me laugh sometimes. Yeah. He calls my, you know, what makes me laugh more than anything with Coach Trifonov is I drive an orange car. Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah, I know it stands out orange. And he calls it the orange goose. So I'm like, I don't know why it's a goose. You know, what about it is goose-like? And he'll come into my office and he'll go, oh, the orange goose. But then one day, I don't know if he went to like a French restaurant the night before, but one day he walks in with like a French accent and he says, le duck orange. And now he does that. Yeah, he cracks me up.
Yeah, he's funny. Yeah, for sure. He gives us a good laugh from time to time when he's not serious, you know? So yeah. And then seeing campus and seeing how like inviting it was and just another opportunity to play volleyball at a high level. Being in the WAC, I love every second of it. It's awesome, you know?
It is awesome. And you guys had an awesome season.
Yes,
the best season in Division I program history. Some great signature moments like beating Grand Canyon on the road, going to the WAC tournament, hosting the NIVC here in Chicago. So many highlights, but I'm curious for you, Jack, what was the highlight, the headline?
Oh, for sure, GCU. Like, no questions asked. I mean, my entire family showed up. I think I had like probably close to like 25 people come to GCU. I was just shy of a triple double. So I really enjoyed the atmosphere. I think it's so fun to play on the road, and especially at a school like Grand Canyon where they have a rowdy crowd, you know, and they're competitors and they love the game of volleyball, you know, and it just shows like their passion, you know. I think it was so rewarding to beat a team like that on the road, especially just at the time, you know, we had the best lineup that we could have possibly had. Everyone was healthy. Everyone was on their A game. Everyone was having fun. Like, it was just for sure a key moment in like my career.
Explain to me what that place is like to play in. It's like none other in college volleyball.
Yeah. Well, GCU is just known to be very, very competitive. And it's not only the players, you know, it's their bench, it's their coaching staff, it's the arena, you know, the fans. They really show out and come out, and like, as much as the girls want to win on the court, like, their fans want to win just as bad, and they'll do whatever that takes. They'll heckle you, they'll, you know, try to get your attention. It's a really fun environment to be in, for sure.
And how'd it feel to win, knowing that you were pretty much in your backyard, right? That's in Phoenix. You're from Tucson.
Oh, the feeling is indescribable, honestly. Like, I'm such a competitor, and I love every second of what I do. And I think to show, like, my talent, not only my talent, but my team's talent and what we've been doing behind the scenes, I think it just all came to light in that game. I feel like we were just a little, like, one step ahead, you know, and we had the momentum And it was really rewarding to just know that, like, all of our hard work that nobody sees, you know, was really coming out and showing people, you know, we are Chicago State, you know. So, yeah.
I love how you say all the hard work no one sees, because there are a lot of industries in the world, right, where people do things behind the scene. But I think the life of a student athlete, more than anything, there is so much hard work that no one sees when they turn on, you know, ESPN and watch you take down Grand Canyon. Tell me something that you think the average person on their couch watching that match, seeing Jack Incline almost get a triple-double and take down GCU, what is something that that person has no idea you're doing behind the scenes to make it happen?
I mean, I guess you could assume, you know, we're lifting weights, you know, we're going to school, like, you know, we're going to practice, we have obligations.
And like all those things aren't, it's funny how you say that, like all those things aren't easy, right?
Yeah.
Lifting weights. Yeah. I happened to work out earlier this morning. Like, that's tough. I'm drained.
Yeah.
I don't want to go to school and practice. I don't have to though.
For sure. I think it's like all the little things. Like, I think people don't realize like the travel, how draining that can be. I don't think like the community service that's being done, you know, I don't think people know how much hard work it is to be a coach of a bunch of, you know, girls in their 20s. You know, that's a lot of hard work. It's a lot of like finding yourself and your identity. And it's a lot of responsibility. And it's, you know, we work at it every single day. I think people don't see the learning. Like, they may see the skill and may see progress, but they don't see like the film we watch or like how we critique ourselves, you know, when we get home and we're sitting there. You know, we don't have to watch film, you know, it's not an obligation, but I mean, you should, you know, so like people don't see us watching film or watching other teams a week before we play them, you know, like it's just the little things, you know, having conversations, you know, with upcoming athletes, all the scouting we do, or not the scouting, the recruiting we do, excuse me. You know, the visits we have to host, that is a job in itself, you know, because you have to convince that person that this is the best place for them, you know, and you actually have to show your true self and what it's like to be a Chicago State athlete, you know, and all the meetings you have with professors, you know, you have to give them your letters and tell them you're traveling, and you have to meet with your advisors and your academic advisor for athletics. And then, you know, it's just study hall, you know, there's so many things that I think people have an idea like, oh, they're really busy, but, you know, I don't think they really understand like how much a student athlete does, you know.
It's very like theoretical.
Yeah.
Right.
Of course.
It's very removed. It's like, oh, okay. They're busy, but there's so much nitty gritty day to day.
Yeah.
And I have so much respect for you guys. And Jack, you as a leader of the squad, you put in a lot of work. And I know over the off season, film is something that you're kind of getting ahead on. Can you explain to me what your film process is like during the off season as you try to learn and expand your horizons here?
Yeah, I think I really didn't understand the importance of film at the beginning of my career. And I think now, going into my final year, I think it's so important to watch other players play the game of volleyball, because I think you can take little things from each person and make it your own. And like, I couldn't tell you the names off the top of my head because I have a bad, I don't know why, but I can't remember players' names, but I'll watch.
That's my job.
Yeah. Right. I'll even watch people in like different conferences, you know, like I'll look up the Texas setter or the Nebraska setter or Wisconsin setter, you know, like I try to really, I don't know, I guess create this, this player, you know, that like I want to be. And I think it just helps me when I'm a visual learner. So when I see it and see how it's done, then it's like, oh, I'm going to take this and add it to, you know, my skill set, or like, I'm going to take this. Oh, I like this, you know, like I'll look at myself and be like, oh, I don't necessarily like this. You know, I'm very critical, like about what I do. So yeah.
What are your goals next step? Because you really seem like someone who you're hypercritical, you're hyper analytical. Do you want to keep playing volleyball once college is done?
Yeah, I think, I mean, if the opportunity is there, I think it would be awesome, you know, playing overseas or getting the chance to play in America, you know, it's a big deal. You know, not everybody gets that opportunity, to continue to do what they love, you know, and I think it'd be so cool to play as your job and not come home and have homework, you know, or like other responsibilities. So if the opportunity was there, then yeah, for sure. I would definitely continue.
Describe Jack Inclon as a volleyball player.
Oh man. I think she's all I've ever known for a long time. I think she's passionate for sure. She's very competitive. You know, I love a good competition. I definitely think I'm a learner, and I definitely am really good at learning it about my mistakes. You know, like I can always, if there's a roadblock or if there's, you know, things that are like in my way, I'm able to break through that and talk it through, you know, in my head or to my family or whatever the case may be. And yeah, I want to leave a legacy, you know, so I do everything that I can off the court and on, to really leave my mark for sure.
Off the court, a big part of your life is academics. Can you tell me what you're studying and why?
Yes, I'm studying occupational therapy, for special needs kids. The reason why I chose that is because I've just always had a passion for kids with disabilities. I went to school with a kid that had Down syndrome, and at an early age, like we were in kindergarten together, I just felt like I had a responsibility to look after him and to understand him. And then my mom remarried, and his youngest son has autism. And that was a very big, like influence in my choice. And I think that's where I belong. I belong in a place where I'm surrounded by people I can help and influence and lead, you know, cause it's what I'm used to, and just like really make an impact. So yeah.
That's so admirable that you're inspired by people around you, whether it's at school or at home, you want to make an impact. What is the impact that you hope to make on this world?
Oh goodness. Just to leave it better than I found it. You know, I think it's a crazy world we live in today. And I think there's a lot of challenging things that we have to go through as like, even a society, you know, I think just the legacy I want to leave behind is, you know, there's so many things that can stop you from going on. You know, there's just a million things. You can name 100, you know, off the top of my head. But I think, like, your hard work pays off. You know, it's never, if you work hard, it's, you're always going to be somewhere. You're always going to get places. And, you know, the connection you make with people is so important. And the way you, just the way you hold yourself, like, I want that to be how people see me, you know, like, I want to present myself in a way where they're like, wow, like, who raised you, you know, like, who's in charge of, like, who's going to take responsibility for you, you know, like, I just think I owe it all to my parents, you know, because they're just the most amazing people. And I mean, I'm a little biased because they're my parents, but, like, they're just, they really are amazing. And I definitely want to just leave my mark on wherever I end up.
Well, I'm a little biased too. My parents are pretty great. You got some stiff competition, Jack. But yeah. I'm really curious. Tell me about your parents. Like, why do they inspire you?
Well, I think they just have allowed us to openly and honestly communicate with each other. There's always been really good communication in our family, and, like, how we're feeling, and, like, the things that are going on in the world, or the things that are going on in our personal lives. I think we're just there for each other through and through. And no matter what the circumstances are, I think both my parents really see each of us, like, each of us kids, in just, like, in a positive light. Like, they're just always putting us on a pedestal and, you know, telling us that we, you know, we can do whatever we set our minds to do. And if you just work hard, you know, and, man, they're just amazing people. Like, my mom, she's, oh my gosh, that woman is my soulmate, you know. And my dad is just, we're basically the same, you know, we have the same mindset and drive and a little OCD, you know, so a lot of my characteristics are for sure my dad.
Do you call them, or do they call you when you get off the court after a match?
Oh yeah. They definitely let me call them. But they're always the first people I talk to. We have a family group chat, and they'll be texting in the group chat, like, while I'm playing, like, wow, did you see that? You know, like, Jacqueline did this, or Jacqueline just served, or, like, you know, there was an ace or whatever, like, whatever the case may be. But normally I'll text them as soon as I get off the court, win or lose. And usually I'll just say, love you guys. That's, like, my first response. Like, I don't even read it first, but I just say, love you guys. And then when I get home, my dad or my mom, I'll call one of them, and we'll just kind of, like, decompress. And, you know, they're always gonna say, like, we're so proud of you. Like, that's the best we've ever seen you play. Like, it's every time. Like, it doesn't matter if I did terrible or if I did amazing, you know, the response is always the same. Like, you did so good, you know? So, yeah.
That it's beautiful, right? That kind of support, especially because I know now that it was such a hurdle for you to leave home.
Yeah.
To have that reminder of home right away, the second you get off the court, that must mean so much.
Yeah, it really does. Yeah.
Okay, Jack, I want to round out with something about you that not a lot of people know.
Okay. I guess there's two things.
Hit me. That's better. You're an overachiever.
Okay. I love to dance.
Ooh.
Okay. I love it. I will be in the house by myself, music blasting, and I will just dance like crazy. And like when I get around people, I get shy and I won't dance, or like, you know, I just sit in the corner or whatever. Like even in the locker room, like I'll maybe bust a move and then just like, okay, just kidding, guys. Like, you know, and then I'm a really good bowler.
Like, what's your best round ever?
I think my best round was like 185, and that was like this summer.
That's really good. That's better than my best round. How many strikes?
Oh gosh. I think the most strikes I've had in a game had to have been like 4.
My God. So you're a beast.
I'm telling you, I love to bowl. It's like my secret weapon. Like,
okay, tell me this. Your favorite kind of bowling alley. Is it like the, you know, party kind of kid birthday party lights alleys, or is it like the little one that's very competitive?
Definitely the little one. The hole in the wall are always the best. They always have the better floor, you know, the better pins, the better balls. You know, we went to Main Event, it's called. I don't know if we have one in Chicago.
To be honest, yep. You're a much better bowler than me, so my knowledge of local bowling alleys is pretty weak.
It's kind of like an arcade, but it has like bowling.
Yeah.
We went to summer and oh my gosh, like their bowling alley was so different from like the one, just like local ones, you know?
Yeah.
So like it was frustrating because I was like, oh my gosh, like the balls are different, the floor is different, like the pins are different, like everything's so different. But yeah, I think I love like the small hole in the wall, you know, it's always packed. Crazy. Oh, and I'm a good roller skater.
What? Dancing, bowling, and roller skating? Where do you roller skate?
Usually I started roller skating in Albuquerque, New Mexico. So we roller skate at this, it's every Sunday. And like me and a lot of my friends will go to the bowling alley in New Mexico, and we'll just skate for like 4 or 5 hours. And so fun. I haven't found a skating rink in Chicago, but yeah.
Well, they exist. I know that. That is awesome. It's so unsurprising to me to hear that you're a kick butt bowler and a good roller skater. I mean, that's so cool. So multi-talented, right?
Right. Yeah. You gotta have skills in your back pocket.
She can set. She can bowl. She can dance. She can skate. Jack Inclon, a joy to have you on the Shy State Pod. Thanks so much for joining.
Thank you.
Sam here back in the studio. What a joy to chat with Jack. She's awesome, right? She wants to make a difference in this world, and she's so locked in on volleyball that it's really fun to talk to and pick her brain on the sport and on life, really. So I hope you enjoyed that conversation with Jack. We will, of course, have many more updates on her and that Cougar volleyball team under the hilarious and well-decorated head coach, Tony Trifonoff. That's it for today's Shy State Pod. I am Sam Brief. As always, you can subscribe, you can like, rate, review, all helps us. You can do that on Apple and on Spotify. So please share it with your friends if you think they would enjoy. I'm sure they would. So I will bid you adieu for now from the studio and talk to you next time. And for now, an adios from Chicago.